Welcome to today's Public Affairs program. I am your host, Max Blasky. Joined today by Jody Wagner, who is the spokesperson, we'll say, for the Barneson Community Days coming up here this weekend. Jody, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not doing too bad. It's a beautiful time of year in this area, and there's a lot going on. Speaking of that, one of those events is Barneson Days. How excited are you for that coming up?
Very, very much so. We started, last year was the first Barneson Community Days for a number of many years, and mm-hmm. So we brought that back last year and had a great turnout, and we're really excited to do a lot of that same stuff again, and then we have added some events as well this year.
Well, and you kind of refreshed my memory, because I thought last year might have been the first in a while, but how did you, if you kind of look back, how did you feel it worked overall, and what are you most looking forward to now than this year being kind of the second version or second annual, I guess?
We're, like I said, excited for everything this year. Most of the events, we didn't have to change anything in. We just added some in. Mm-hmm. So it was a great turnout. We got lots of positive feedback last year, and hoping to do the same this year again.
Well, then kind of looking at on Saturday, what are some things you got going on then Saturday that are either back or new, I guess?
So we'll do the 5K run, the 1 mile fun walk run as well. We'll proceed. We added a triathlon this year where it's a little different than your typical triathlon runners. The teams will shoot at the gym, but we'll have them shoot for kind of time off of their head start that they get over other people. They'll shoot some basketballs, and then one person will run the 2 mile, and the next person will bike about 9 miles back to the community center. Kind of looking forward to that. I've done a few of those myself, and they're pretty fun, just something kind of different. We'll start with the 3-on-3 Bill Peterson Memorial Basketball Tournament, and that's kind of as a refresher, kind of how this all going last year when Bill passed mm-hmm. away. We wanted to do something in his memory, and we were going to do the basketball tournament and just said, hey, let's just incorporate all kinds of things into this. So we'll do the cornhole tournament, and J&M Beer Garden will be open, and there'll be a band. We're looking at arcade radio, and then the firemen will have their barbecue earlier in the day, and then Snack and Wagon will be there that evening to be serving and stuff.
Then I guess kind of just right on into Sunday as we roll through it here, that's kind of, I know, the wrap down day, but you've got some events coming up there that after or that morning and kind of mid-morning, don't you?
Well, we'll start about, I think we start at like 1 with the firemen's lawn tractor pull. And then Grand Avenue will be having live music with Sean Cole from 4 to 8 p.m. And then we'll also do the scavenger hunt that we did last year, and that'll start at 4 o'clock. So, and that'll be at the community center. Something for everybody this weekend.
If someone hasn't popped up to Barneson, you know, if they couldn't make it last year, if they're kind of on the fence about going, what stands out about this community day to you that makes it so special?
I think really just even from last year, how many people that had connections to Barneson either reached out and made donations, or even the people that showed up, you're still kind of all one community. It was neat to see a lot of people that hadn't been out, and they just, everybody seemed to enjoy themselves, and I felt, again, like there was just something for everybody. That's kind of special that people were excited. They had a lot of memories of when they used to have the Barneson picnic. So it was just fun to see everybody come back.
Joined now by Janelle Wooler. Talking today, of course, about the Lynn picnic quickly coming up. Janelle, how fast has that approached this year, I guess?
Yeah, faster than we're probably ready for, but I think we're ready.
You're going to be ready one way or the other, if that's for
sure. It's going to show up on Friday, whether we're ready or not, yes.
Kind of leading into it, when is it, where is it, and what's the plan this year?
Absolutely. Well, of course, it's in Lynn, Kansas, and at our park there. If you've been over that way, you'll know where our ball diamonds are and our park there.
Now, you guys do a two-day event, so it kind of rolls on into Saturday. What's the plan then for Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday, July 8th, is packed. It starts at 7 a.m. in the morning with a 5K run, and then breakfast, co-ed softball tournament, keeps going on. 9 o'clock, a big draw also is our Fishing for Kids tournament, and that's from 9 to 10:30. Creamery Museum's open most of the day on Saturday. Our big German meal at 11 o'clock on Saturday is a big draw, too. Cornhole tournament at 1 and free swim 1 to 4. Then our parade is at 5 o'clock, which is always a good time. And then the big draw, probably is the biggest draw on Saturday, is the demo derby, which is at 7 o'clock.
And I wanted to ask about it. I think that the fishing tournament, was that kind of new last year?
They've done it a couple years, but it has really ramped up. We've got a lot of great prizes. People around the community have gotten behind it, and it's a big deal, and the kids just have a blast. You know, it is a fun time. Bring your kids and your fishing poles for sure. One thing I didn't mention, too, Max, is that we'll have a DJ also on Saturday evening. Eric Savage will be here from 8 to 12. So we will have some music, too, on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. If the derby isn't your thing, there'll be some music playing.
If someone hasn't been to, you know, Lynn Picnic in a few years or hasn't been at all, what makes Lynn Picnic so special?
You know, I think it's just the community. I remember going to the Lynn Picnic when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. You know, it was way bigger back then. Of course, we could have a carnival and some of those things, which we can't do anymore. But, you know, it's just been going on for so many years that it's just like a staple in Lynn. Mm-hmm. Small Town Big Dreams is our theme this year. So, yeah, really come on out and join us. Like I said, it's been going on for years, the Lynn Picnic has, and we're glad to be able to keep it going.
And if someone wants, I guess, just simple more information or a flyer or something like that, what's the best way to get that sort of stuff?
Well, I'd say Facebook. All of our information is on the Lynn Booster Club Facebook page. Just go ahead and like that or open it up, and all of the information is really on there. I'd say that was the best way to get all the information.
I would like to thank Janelle and Jody for joining me on today's public affairs program. This has been your host, Max Blasky. As always, you can find a full schedule of events going on in our area at KNDYradio.com.